Let me continue.
Amen.
And I think I owe the saints. May I repeat this? Vitality is the spirit. It's not that you jump up and down and you do some crazy things. Vitality is the spirit. And that spirit has been given to us. We have received that spirit. In fact, we have been baptized into that one spirit, this all-inclusive compound spirit, and to drink of this spirit. So today, the spirit is immensely accessible by us. It's not far away. It's not, it's not like the spirit is withholding himself from us. The spirit longs to fill us. The spirit longs to join us and be one with us and to empower us and to strengthen us, supply us, and all of that. It's us that need to be zealous, to exercise ourselves, to be desperate for the Spirit. And there's just no other way to experience the Spirit like prayer. And so in this first book, The Fellowship Concerning the Urgent Need of the Vital Groups, Brotherly Spen, as I said, several messages to deep dive into this matter of praying ourselves from even experiencing the so-called infilling or the essential spirit, to even experience the baptism of the spirit, the economical spirit, to that extent. He even taught us how to pray. So I would just like to, on that, I'd like to recommend you on this other book that I've been referring to, the 1993 Lending Conference Messages Concerning the Lord's Recovery and Our Present Need. Huh? Our present need. And that need is what I just spoke to you in the opening regarding Sardis, regarding Laodicea, the need to condemn deadness, the need to abhor lukewarmness. But the way to meet that need is in the last chapter, which is message 7 in that book. The book is this one, right? I don't know where you can see it. Maybe you cannot
Yeah,
see it.
it's blurred, but it's okay. I think we have the book reference
Okay. All right. You
already.
got it. It's simply called The Vital Groups. That's after 1 year of training where with the messages contained in that fellowship concerning the urgent need of the vital groups. He came up with this one page outline on the vital groups. I think if we would get into this will very, very much help us in what we ought to do, how we ought to pray. And really speaking, this is the way to vitality. Now, the matter of to have intimate fellowship with the Lord. And by the way, he is talking about here, not just personally, but finding another saint one or two saints who are desperate, just like you, to pray. And yeah, you will see it. I won't get into that. The prayer that will lead us to confession of sins and transgressions and wrongdoings and so on. Prayer to consecrate ourselves and all that we have to the Lord. Prayer unceasingly that we would be brought into the infilling and the outpouring of the essential and economical spirit, which he developed in the Vital Group, Book 1. Then he talked about that there's some action that we can take, and that is to begin to be burdened to contact others, sinners, Christians, and then may I say saints, right? I have the three S, right? Sinners, what? Seekers, am I right? And saints, to take care of people. And of course, all of this is a view to gaining increase. The result of vitality, brothers and sisters, is always fruit bearing and increase. When there is a revival in the church history, the spontaneous result is always the spread of the Lord. The Moravian brethren under Count Zinzendorf experienced that. All these ones that sought refuge in his estate in Herrnhut in Moravia eventually dropped their sectarian divisions and became one. And through that oneness, the Spirit came to baptize them. It's sort of like another Pentecost in later on in their accounts, in the people who were there, who were witnesses. And there was definitely a kind of special move of the Holy Spirit in their midst, resulting in one of the first models of the church life since the degradation of the church. This is in the 1700s. The result was not only they have a prevailing church life, we call it the church life, of oneness, of the Spirit, and so on, but the growth from there, from that place, I tell you, they have saints. These are not trained, you know, so to speak, professionals. These are just the believers there, people who have a job, working saints, okay? They went everywhere, especially to the New World, especially the eastern part of the New World, both in North, Central, and South America. And the results remain until today. The Moravians. And that is a spontaneous result of their of the spread of their faith due to their condition of vitality, of just living a life in and by the Spirit, just full of the Spirit. And so this is what happened. So eventually, dear brothers and sisters, a sign of our being recovered, a sign of us being not Sardis and not Laodicea, a sign of us being true Philadelphia, a sign of us having a truly vital and vitalized church life is increase, is growth. Both in our meetings, there should be a revival, and Our meetings are, sorry, brothers, in many cases are just so old, so formal, so much with the local church culture. I mean, maybe next time I will say something more. And all this, brothers, I do not say this critically. I do not say this negatively, because I know that the Lord is at the door. I know that the Lord wants this desperately, and the Lord is just waiting for us to open that door to welcome him to feast with us. And so, but this prayer, this matter of the prayer that will even lead us from the experience of the indwelling essential spirit even to the outpouring and economical spirit, where we are actually even energized to be living, not only be living, but to be active. Now, we have groups already. You know, I believe in your churches you have groups, and even some for many years and what have you. But you have to check the condition of your group. Is it dying? Is it lukewarm? Is it unvital? What is the condition? That is very important. And so you can even have a group. And that group, just like what I mentioned earlier of the history of the church, can slowly, what is it? Degrade, slowly die, with no increase, with no growth. It just start to become old. So these few words that he used, Brother Lee, in those days, oldness, lukewarmness, deadness, and barrenness. Those were words that our brother used a lot. And they're related. And so I would say, whether you have an existing group, an old group, you can have a new beginning. And that is that within the group, there would be some desperate ones that you would find a companion or two, and to have this kind of a desperate prayer for renewal. We know when we have a small group or home group, whatever, year after year, when there's no increase, eventually it's decrease. Either by natural attrition, right? By people passing on, or even just by the saints getting old in age and so on. And it becomes just a group. It's still there, and they still faithfully gather, but there is no energy, there's no power, there's no, you know what I mean, ability to grow, to, you know, like a family. You have children, right? You increase. And so but we can still, those that are burdened and desperate can come to pray like this. I mean, desperate days calls for desperate measures. And so these are unusual days, and not only unusual in the sense of our not so vital condition, but unusual in the sense that these also may be days that the Lord will do something with our new cooperation with him. I'm not a pessimist. Some people say you are an eternal optimist. Well, whatever the case may be, it is a pivotal moment that we're in, in these days. So do that. Don't give up, brothers and sisters. Don't be discouraged by my speaking. But be touched, be encouraged, not to run out there and do some crazy things, but really to be, convicted in this way and begin with prayer again. A prayer by ourselves, prayer with some particular companions or ones that are that share this burden and desperation. And frankly speaking, dear saints, we need a change. Isn't it good to have a change, and not, just week after week do the same thing and kind of it's even not attractive to us. As long as we're not doing anything against the truth, right? As long as we're with the Lord, we need newness. Oldness is actually another word that Brother Lee used. But the newness of the spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. Letter means formality. Letter means legality. Letter means a program. Letter means you can be lazy and still carry on. No, we need this living spirit to fill us, to break out of our present legalities, our present formalities, and just let the spirit have a free way in us again. None of this can be humanly manufactured, fabricated. Only the spirit can do this, but we need to cooperate with him. So, older saints, younger saints, I hope that we can do that. Now, in particular, I still want to say this is working saints, right? I still want to say a particular word to those who are in the younger category. Now, it's hard for me to put a number, like an age number. It's hard because it tends to exclude certain people and so on. But that there has to be a generational renewal. Even in the world, that's what is happening. I'm talking about saints, in their 20-something, in their 30-something, in their 40-something, particularly, it's not to be exclusive, but particularly to really, really get this burden and own this burden. In the churches, if you are not currently in a particular group, a small group, you may just want to find some companions and pray. Now, all of this, of course, we need to still practice the principle of fellowship and not kind of do something different or unprofitable. But as the spirit leads. Let us pray. Let us pray. With this realization of our condition and need today, I think that's all I would share. I don't know if any of you have some questions or whatever, or we can stop here. I choose the song, Glorious Freedom. Huh? That's a wonderful gospel song. Well, I think we need that gospel.
Amen.
We have to experience the freedom of Christ, the freedom of the Spirit,
Amen.
free from the past, free from formality, free from the letter, free from death, deadness, and lukewarmness, free in the Spirit.